Say goodbye to your credit card rewards. Greedy corporate mega stores, led by Walmart and Target, are pushing for a law in Congress to take away your hard-earned cash back and travel points to line their pockets. The Durbin-Marshall credit card bill would enact harmful credit card routing mandates that would end credit card rewards as we know it. If you love your credit card rewards, tell your lawmakers, hands off my rewards. Tell them to oppose the Durbin-Marshall credit card bill.
Save big on brunch for mom, all in the Kroger app. Buy one, get one free on flavorful fresh Tyson chicken during our full line sale. Then mix or match during our 99 cent sale and get Kraft mac and cheese, Campbell's soup, or Bar S Franks for 99 cents each when you buy five or more, all with your card. Shop these deals at your local Kroger today, or tap the screen now to download the Kroger app to save big today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Prices and product availability subject to change. Restrictions apply. See site for details.
That's the thing. All I'm doing is sparking the awareness in others to go, why not? Why can't I create? Why can't I start? Why can't I be a business? Why can't I be a CEO? Why can't I be a tech guru? Why can't I fucking create cooking products, lotions, scents? There's so much that some people just don't understand they can do. Let me be a spark to show how much, how many different things. You don't have to do just one thing. When it's all said and done, my book is going to be full of all the shit that Kevin Hart did. Because I never was content with doing just one, two, or three. Why not? Kevin, why are you creating fucking health and wellness products? Why not? I'm big on health and wellness. Why can't I try to create something that I feel is fucking great and jump into a space that I'm already in? I already give 100% of me in this space. Why not? Why can't I talk about financial wealth? Why can't I go back and educate those that don't know? Why not? I was told that not taking my SAT seriously would prohibit me from furthering myself in life. I didn't care because it was a class trip that same day. I wanted to go Great Adventure. At the moment, I said, damn, maybe I should have applied myself. Maybe I should have did different. When I saw all my friends get their test scores back and they were ecstatic. 800s, 900s, 960s. Everybody's going to college. I felt like the biggest idiot in the fucking world. The biggest idiot in the fucking world. Because the same people that I went and rushed to go to Great Adventure with, they had taken the SAT the week before. They already got their work done. They did everything they were supposed to do. So that moment of fun was real fun for them. I was the only dumbass that didn't prioritize and take care of my shit. So I'm the only one going to community college. Everybody else off to Villanova, Temple University, Drexel University. God damn, I just got left behind. Why didn't y'all tell me that y'all did it the week before? How come y'all ain't tell me that we was serious about the college shit? Y'all ain't tell me y'all was trying to go to Temple or Drexel? Oh, wait. It's because my life isn't their life. They're focused on themselves. Wow, they're doing what they're supposed to do. Hey, jackass. Go sit by yourself and figure it out, because it's where you should be. Lesson learned. Any opportunity given should be taken serious from this point. Because if not, you can find yourself feeling just like this. I gotta get down on myself for a fucking moment. I learned from it. Now, if I gotta take a goddamn test, you best believe I'm studying for that fucking test, because I don't want the feeling like I'm the guy that didn't prepare. Now I got a story to tell my kids about what it feels like to be the kid in class that didn't prepare, that's got the worst grade when they give all those grades back. But it's because of my experience. I don't look down on those moments. You take those moments, you make the best of them, because they're life lessons. That simple. You know, we're all writing a book. What's your book look like? What does your fucking book look like? Like your life is a book. You got a bunch of chapters in your book, but when they close that book, how good was the book? How good was your book? What was the ending to your book? If the ending to my book can be so amazing because of all that was done, not the money, all that was accomplished, the first to do, the man that did this. He caused the merger between this. Because of his commitment and growth to this, the communities were then given this, made education this, changed the way the schooling was, blah, 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 gave books, gave computers, gave all of the things that can be associated with you and your existence. Become a part of the chapters in your book. So my drive is about my book. I was a New York Times number one bestseller. People would be done. They did it. Writing another book. Yeah, what's it happen? What happens if you are two-time New York Times number one bestseller? If you get the two, what happens if you get the three? Hey, man, how do books become successful? Who publishes them? I want to start a publishing company, Heartbeat Publishing. Why not? I'm so candid. I'm so open. There is no, like, guys, I'm fine with being an open book. I'm fine with the good, the bad, the ugly. I'm fine being flawed. I'm fine with all the things that have happened to me that have been exposed. I'm fine with it all. I don't hide from it. I don't run from it. I don't avoid any of it. I'm fine. It's all right. It's a bed that I made for myself. I happily lay in it. And I'll be fine figuring it out, moving forward. Sun don't stop for nobody, man. Sun don't fucking stop. Sun gonna be up in the morning regardless. That sun is gonna be up in the morning regardless of how I fucking feel and how depressed I am. The sun is gonna fucking shine in the morning, and at nighttime the moon gonna be there. And you gonna look up, these days gonna keep going by. So do you let the days go by and look up and you done wasted a year doing what? Or do you just pick it up? All right. I figured it out. Made some mistakes. Life goes on. You figure out life from this point. I'm a life goes on type of guy.
Save big on brunch for mom. All in the Kroger app. Buy one, get one free on flavorful fresh Tyson chicken during our full line sale. Then mix or match during our 99-cent sale and get Kraft mac and cheese, Campbell's soup, or Bar S Franks for 99 cents each when you buy five or more, all with your card. Shop these deals at your local Kroger today or tap the screen now to download the Kroger app to save big today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Prices and product availability subject to change. Restrictions apply. See site for details.